Time now for Wagoner's Walk. Peter Tyson phoned the old bakery on Sunday morning, and he was a long time getting an answer.
Come on, come on.
Yeah?
Lynn?
Yes?
It's Peter. You sound different.
Oh, I was in the bath. Hang on. I'm swathed in a towel, that's all.
Oh, I chose a bad moment, did I?
Not really. No, I think I've soaked for long enough. My skin's gone all pink.
On your own then, are you?
Yes, all the boys have gone swimming.
Boys?
Matt, Rob, Bill, Alexis and Jeremy.
Oh.
He can swim two lengths now, you know. He probably told you. Anyway, I'm having the luxury of a lazy morning here all on my own. It's marvellous. Jeremy brought us breakfast on a tray, very grown up. Only toast and cereal, of course, and tea. And Alexis had supervised that.
Oh, yes.
Poor Alexis. Jeremy always seems to wake him first to play pontoon or something. That's the latest craze.
They don't play for money, do they?
No, I put a stop to that. Now it's tiddlywink counters.
Well, I do think he's a little young to be gambling, Lynn.
Mind you, as Matt pointed out, one of these Sunday mornings he's going to march into Alexis's bedroom and find some scantily clad blonde in the bed, and gambling is going to pale into insignificance.
Oh, I do hope that won't happen, Lynn.
Not much chance, I don't think. Alexis has promised to be discreet for as long as Jeremy's with us. Anyway, it's all part of growing up, isn't it?
Oh, well...
How are things with you?
Oh, much the same, thank you.
Father still feeling sorry for himself?
Yes, if anything, he seems a little lower this morning.
Oh, dear.
Well, there's nothing the matter with him now. Ben Woodhouse called on Friday, and he says the chest is completely clear and Father's making excellent progress. Do you know how he enjoys ill health?
Yes.
And he knows I feel guilty, so he's going to pull all the stops out this time.
Guilty? Why should you feel guilty?
Oh, well, I don't know. Perhaps if I'd realised a bit sooner, he wouldn't have got pneumonia and everything would have been different.
Done.
Oh, insisted he see the doctor. That's about all. I do feel guilty, though, Lynn. I can't help it. The father plays on it. If I suggest he goes out for some fresh air, he goes straight into his King Lear routine.
Oh,
anyway, that's more than enough about Father. And what I'm ringing about is this. Since it's such a lovely day again, I've persuaded Liz to drop her work for the Herald just for one afternoon, and we're taking the kids for a little expedition somewhere. But it occurred to me that Jeremy might like to come too.
Oh. Peter, I'm sure he'd have loved to, but we've made other plans.
Oh, yes, I realise it is rather short notice.
There's a new Walt Disney on at the Odeon in St. Martin's Lane, and we've booked seats for the afternoon performance.
I see.
As a little birthday treat.
Yes, he's getting rather a lot of those, isn't he? Lucky chap.
Well...
I mean, he had Mr. Tully to tea yesterday, didn't he?
Oh, well, we promised him that, Peter.
How did it go?
Very well. Straight away. He was marvellous with Jeremy. Really entered into the spirit of the thing. We were sorry to see him go. He's such a nice man.
Yes, I like him.
Anyway, Peter, I'm standing here with no clothes on and I'm frozen.
Oh, yes, of course. I was forgetting then. Sorry to disturb you. I'll ring again sometime. Bye for now.
Bye.
Who's that?
That was Lynn. Why?
Oh, you sounded a bit off. What's she done now?
She hasn't done anything. It's just I phoned to suggest Jeremy should join us on a little expedition this afternoon, and needless to say, they've got other plans.
Oh, what expedition?
Oh, I said we were taking the kids on an expedition.
Well, it's the first I've heard of it.
Well, I thought I'd better clear it with Lynn first.
Darling, you know I'm snowed under with work, and we went out yesterday.
Well, that's fine, Liz, but if I don't get out somewhere, I shall start climbing up the wall.
You know, there's a little man inside me says it's time for lunch.
Thank the Lord for that. The little woman inside me's been saying that for the last hour.
Oh, dear. Oh, sorry.
You needn't be. I know how it is when you're working.
Yes, time flies when you're having fun.
I should have had my lunch with Sue, really. That would have been more sensible. She had hers at 12:30,
oh.
So she could go to the other Sue's for the afternoon. Still, it's a casserole, so it won't take a minute.
Well, can we have a drink first?
Like. It'll go straight to my knees on an empty stomach, though.
Oh. Well, I don't mind if you don't, but question.
All right, then. I'll have a small sherry.
About pornography.
Better make it a large sherry.
Right. Two large sherries coming up.
What about pornography?
Well, I'm in a bit of a quandary. Sad old stick that I am. I'm not sure where soft porn finishes and hard porn begins.
And you think I can help you?
Well, two heads are better than one.
Why the sudden interest in pornography? Is it to do with the Herald?
Oh, no, it's to do with the book.
A novel?
Hmm.
But that's not pornographic.
No, it isn't. And according to Andrew Hemingway's famous format, that's precisely where it falls down.
He says...
Yes, he says it should contain soft porn. And what's more, he indicates that if the book is to be a bestseller, it should feature prominently, his word, not mine, at least in every third chapter.
Good Lord.
Violence, however, that other essential ingredient of literary success of the 80s, should feature once in every chapter, and if possible, twice.
I don't believe it.
Yes, I'm sure.
I knew I was going to need it. Cheers.
Down the hatch. So, I have spent the morning looking through my manuscript, trying to decide quite what to insert and where to insert it.
But, Mike, what for? Yours just isn't that kind of book.
Well, fair enough, but if Hemingway's actually gone to the lengths of doing an analysis of bestsellers, these are his conclusions. I owe it to us at least to give it a spin. I mean, it'd be nice to be a millionaire, wouldn't it?
Not at that price.
Sure?
Positive.
Good, because that's how I feel myself.
We've got to develop your own style, as any decent publisher will tell you.
Yeah, well, like Nicola, you mean.
Exactly. Ask Mr. H for your manuscript back and tell him what he can do with his format.
First thing in the morning.
Oh, I'd better get the lunch now before I fall over.
What, after one sherry? Oh, I don't feel like working this afternoon.
Well, don't then.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
What?
Putting some Brahms on the record player and snuggling down.
Like the old days. Lovely.
If I made a fire, we could toast some muffins. If we had some muffins.
If this wasn't a smokeless zone.
Yes, that's it. Well, in that case, I'll settle for Brahms.
Yes?
Don't you
be? Oh, hello, Arthur. Come in. There's no need to knock.
I didn't want to disturb you.
You're not disturbing me. It's nice to see you up and about.
I didn't feel like getting up. I had to go to the lavatory.
Ah.
Where is everybody?
Well, the children are at Su Ming's and Peter's gone for a walk.
On his own.
I think he'd had his fill of the girls. Can I get you something?
Well, I wouldn't say no to a cup of tea.
Well, I'll put the kettle on.
So long as you're not putting yourself out.
No, not in the least. I'm feeling a bit thirsty myself.
Well, it's nice to see a smiling face. Peter doesn't smile very often. Everything's too much trouble.
Oh, I don't think that's
It's
right.
True, Elizabeth. When I ask him for something, he does nothing but scowl. As if it's my fault that I'm ill.
Oh, no, but he's ill on purpose, Arthur.
Well, I'm sure it's what Peter thinks.
I don't think he does. Not really.
Well, you should see how he behaves.
He's had a very trying year. What with that awful business at Abercrombie's.
Well, that wasn't my fault either.
No, of course it wasn't. But it's bound to have left its scars. I think we've got to try and be patient with him and allow him a while to readjust.
Well, I am patient with him. I always have been.
Well, be specially patient then. Particularly now when he's missing Jeremy so badly.
Yes, that's what it's all about, isn't it? Missing Jeremy. That's why he's so surly and resentful towards me. He wants me out.
Arthur.
Yes, he does. And where can I go? I can't go back to Kane House. I'm not able to look after myself any longer. This is the only place I've got.
And you're welcome here, truly. Oh, Arthur, please don't.
I'm sorry.
But come here a moment. Here. Blow. That's better. And you mustn't upset yourself like this. You mustn't, really. This is your home. and you can stay here just as long as you want.
I've been thinking about your novel, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Supposing it did make a million.
Oh, it won't.
No, but supposing it did, what would you do with it?
Oh, no idea.
Think about it.
Well, for a start, I'd buy up the Milton Monk Empire and declare him redundant.
Would you?
Yeah, I don't suppose so. I might buy up the Herald, though.
And sack Maurice Gill.
No, that's a thought. But no. No, he's good at his job. It's just that he does things the way he sees them.
Which isn't the way you see them.
Not often.
Has it ever come out what they talked about? The day Milton took him out to lunch?
No. No, I dare say Milton was keeping his spirits up, promising him the Herald when I've gone.
You've got years ahead of you yet.
You never know what Milton's got up his sleeve.
We won't even think about it.
No.
Shut it out.
I tell you what I can't help thinking about.
What?
Sonia and Cy turning up in their bright green mobile gym palace and wanting to take custody of Adam.
We won't think about that either. Not today. We'll only think about nice things today.
Mm. Like what?
We'll find something. See? I told you. Must be a humdinger.
No, I'm back with the soft pawns, by the way. I actually wrote something.
When?
This morning.
Did you?
Yes. Tried to get really erotic. And when I read it back afterwards, it simply made me laugh.
Very healthy reaction.
Not that I've got anything against all that, mind.
In its place.
That's right. Mm. Yes, in its place.
I knew we'd think of something nuts.
Yes, I was out for a walk, found myself in the area. Thought I'd look and see if you were here.
I'm here most days. I wasn't here yesterday, though. Your little lad invited me to tea.
Yes, so I understand.
He had a whale of a time. It was like a party. Crackers and paper hats and games. I even got a present to come away with.
Oh?
Aye, a frozen Christmas dinner. Mr. Pryor wouldn't take no for an answer. Very tasty it was and all. Mm-hmm. I've just had it for me lunch. Hey, you're a good picker, aren't you?
I'm sorry?
Where the ladies are concerned.
Oh, I see.
I mean, I expected to like Mrs. Tyson. But your first wife. Well, I suppose I'm old-fashioned, but you and her being divorced-like, it sort of sets you wondering. But she's another smasher, isn't she?
Yes, yes, I suppose she is.
She doesn't half put herself out for young Jeremy. Nothing's too much trouble. He's a lucky little fella. You know, you read all these things about kids from broken homes, but it doesn't apply to your lad. He's got it both ways. Two happy homes, and two sets of parents who look after him. Can't be bad.
His home is with me, Mr. Tully.
Oh, yes, I understand that, of course.
His stay at his mother's is purely temporary.
Yes, until your father gets better, I gather.
There is nothing wrong with my father.
There isn't?
Well, that's what the doctor says.
Then why is it?
Let me tell you about my father, Mr. Tully. As far back as I can remember, he's been a millstone around my neck. He has always known how to exploit every situation to his own advantage, usually at my expense. He is totally selfish, and what he's doing at the moment is simply being true to form.
See.
Except at this time, he's disrupting my family life and separating me from my son. And I'm damned if I'm going to put up with it.
But what can you do?
God knows.
¶¶